Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Accent On London edition, and we can listen to my show every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time on Channel 1. So please, everybody who is in America, all around the world, or in UK right now, and in Poland, especially because I'm Polish and our guest is originally from Poland, please tune in today on Monday, again, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Accent On London edition welcomes Konrad Wdowiak to our show. Hi, Konrad.
Hello. Hello, Ilona. Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone. Especially the ones from California. I spent a year in California. I love this place. I'm still Californian at heart. So even though I've never get to LA, I usually spend my weekends in San Francisco, in Bay Area. I just envy you that you can live in one of the most beautiful places in the world when you can go to the beach and then the same day go to High Sierra and they ski in Yosemite.
I am like you, but you know, I don't like all of these things that you mentioned, so I don't know how to swim. I like to walk on the beach, that's for sure. I don't go too much outside and enjoy the greenery and stuff like that. Mostly, like most of Americans, I just work, which start to be a little bit annoying. And now when I'm in London, back to Europe, closer to Poland, I just rediscover my soul, my heart, and everything what London has to offer. So I say culture, museums and great food and international companies of friends like you and many different that we already, people that we already met. So I am lucky to have a chance to go back anytime when I want to Los Angeles or to America. And maybe one day I will love what you are saying you like to do. So, but right now, I think people need to know why I think you are the perfect guest for Accent On London edition. So, Konrad, maybe let's start off to describe your company. What is your company, your MIG Consulting? Because that's the real reason that I found you very, very interesting and your company. So can you describe a little bit what is your company about and how long you are working on the topics that we're talking about?
Okay. The name of the company comes from Babylonian language. It actually means freedom. And thanks to London, basically, and British Museum, I spent days in the Assyrian section of the museum. I just love going there. And my company is about giving freedom to people who move to another places, and they are overwhelmed with new reality, sometimes with new language, although it is a little bit tricky because most of my clients are Americans and they kind of assume that everything's going to be more or less the same, maybe a little bit more posh. And that's all. And that's not really true because every culture is different. There is no way to judge if the culture is better or worse. No, cultures are the same, equally wonderful. That's why it's so amazing to learn about them. And I started to learn about them unfortunately, it's been already ages ago. I studied economics, and I had this sociology teacher, and she was amazing. She just, instead of checking on everyone's results, she encouraged people to observe, to watch, to learn from experience. And obviously at first, if you're a student, it's like one of the most amazing professors for you, because there's not going to be any tests, there's not going to be any exams. And then I realized that whatever surrounds us is amazing. And I decided that, well, it was, I mean, for everyone in the States, when you have to pay for your colleges, for your unis, we don't have it in Poland. The universities in Poland are thankfully for free. So me being 24-ish, I decided, well, living with my parents is amazing. Why wouldn't I study a little bit longer? I can get my teenage years a little bit prolonged. And I decided I'm going to study sociology. And then I studied sociology of culture, because that was one of the most amazing things it actually happened to me. Because, wow, it's so useless. I mean, we need to remember that was year 2000, more or less, in Poland. Everyone was obsessed with making money. Everyone was obsessed with getting ready for the capitalism, because 1989 was the year when Poland got democracy back and got capitalism back. And sociology of culture was so useless. I could spend days on reading books about different cultures. And then when I went to the States and I met my first friends from all over the world, they were from South Korea, they were from Croatia, they were from States, obviously, from Canada, from South American countries. And wow, that's amazing, because Poland, as you know, is quite a homogeneous country, and it's the country where most of the people would be exactly the same. So for me, this craving for learning about the other people, learning about other cultures, it never stopped. So I graduated sociology. So I got two masters, first in business and economics, and then another one in sociology. And I started to work with people coming to Poland. At first, it was daily living consulting. That was some basic stuff, like what is it to go to the bank, how is it to do daily shopping, where is the nearest McDonald's, and things like this. And the opinions about Poland were so amazing for me. It was so amazing to learn that people have no idea about things which I consider basic. And on the other hand, there are so many basic things for them which I have no idea about. It helped that since I was living in the States, I knew the reality of American cultures, of reality of daily life, of things like everyone is powered by cars, no one walks there, how the countries are organized. And then I actually got lots of respect for the American people, because, you know, the stereotypical American person for the European is someone who, if they are lucky, they were to the state capital, but they were never more far away. And
all right,
if you would think about Europe, which is, let's say, about the European Union, more or less, the Western Central European countries, where you cannot really speed up, and then you're in another country again, you just know your neighbors. And for you, knowing basics about France, about Germany, even if you're living in Poland, is kind of normal. And lots of people in Europe, they thought, oh gosh, Americans are so ignorant, they don't know what's going on. And I think it's because I spent there 1 year, I got lots of respect to American people. And I remember the first time when I've learned that I was actually living in the Republic of California, which is like, wow, what's going on? Is it the States? Is it Republic of California? What's going on? And then obviously I started to learn about it, and nothing's that easy as it seems for anyone, either in Europe or the States. That's why we all got stereotypes, and that's why stereotypes are so shallow. So, yeah, I basically help people to understand that not everything is what it seems to be. And if you're going to use your cultural codes from your own cultural background, you would not understand a person living somewhere else. One of the examples I would like to give, something the American people should understand, is when you're new in your neighborhood, most of the cases in the States, people will come with some food, maybe a cake or casserole to welcome you to the neighborhood, like, hi, how are you? We are your new neighbors. And here, no one would do it. Here in the UK, it's you who need to introduce yourself. And it's not because people are rude. It's not true. It seems that they are rude, but actually they want to protect your privacy. They want to protect your personal life, and they don't want to impose. They don't want to look like they are too curious about you. And here in the UK, it's you who should welcome your neighbors. And I remember when I had to explain it to one of the American clients of mine, and she felt so lonely, and she felt no one says hello to her, no one welcomes her in the new place, and why people are so distant. And then I told her, no, they want to protect you somehow. They respect you, and they wait for you to come and say hello. And then she did it, and yeah, now she's part of the community and everything's fine.
It's amazing.
You just need to know how to break the codes.
That's why when I met you, I realized that I didn't know that businesses like that really existed. Probably I knew that somebody already is doing similar stuff that you do, but I had a pleasure to meet you, and then you described a little bit what you are doing. And I was just first month, I think, in London. So I'm like, this is the genius. You know, I need this so much. I have a daughter who is 25, 26. So she naturally is more open to everything what's new. But with me, a family who follows sometimes somebody who got a job or just decided to move to another country, the support need to be stronger. So having person like you to invite me to new environment, new country, and say stuff like that. You say, just don't be sad that somebody doesn't say hello. In America, we all say, hello, how are you? And we don't want to really hear, how are you? In country, when somebody say, hey, how are you? You tell your life story in Poland, and everybody's there.
Yes.
to be part of this moment or the story when you describe your life. In England, I just found this country very, very charming. You're right. It's a lot of people who just go about their life. But in the moment when I open my mouth, and obviously I like to talk, you like to talk. So I am embraced by everybody, and it's good to have a dog, because then really you can talk and talk about your doggies. But your business is even more than that. It's not so easy to understand the structure of the new country. And having you and your company, and again, you will need to give us a name and spelling and how we can get in touch with you, to have somebody like you who tells me, okay, that's what you need to live in this country. You need this paperwork. You need this doctor. You need to register to schools. You need to, if I don't know that, it's so hard to fish these things out and learn. And also probably you are very well understanding the togetherness of embassy, consulates, and what they can give you, how they can protect you. Okay, so, my gosh, you just... People need to just know a lot about you, and I will be posting, you know, and I really believe you will be coming back hopefully once a month with different topics, because people from all around the world who are entering to UK, or people who want to enter Poland or France or Germany or Spain, you speak four languages, so you really can relate to these people and talk to them and just make them comfortable, because they say, oh, this guy traveled, this guy lived in my country, this guy has two master's degree and understands culture so much and live and breathe these topics. So if I can again explain people what is your company and describe the many, many, many branches of your company, that then you can take somebody who has dream in their heads, not already is here or not, is planning to move to another country. You can be this bridge to make this much more easier, less stressful, not only for maybe one person who is moving and decide to move, but then brings family with it. And exactly. Then you have children, you have mama, you have grandma, you have grandpa, whoever is coming, they have their own issues, own needs. So please tell us, please, first I need to find you. So tell me one more time, name of your company, and I don't know what is the next email or something that you feel comfortable to give to the people, and then say, yeah, if you think about moving to London, to European countries, if you have a problem with this or you are nervous about it, I can make this easier and I can take care of this, that. So I want the pitch for the company, for everybody who listens to our show, everybody who wants to just move away to Europe or from Europe to somewhere else. We have the company who really can help us and ease our distress.
The website, which is at the moment being changed, but the old version is still available, so it's still on the internet. It will just gonna be a little bit changed soon. It's AmagiCon, which is AmagiCon, like Amagi Consulting, and AmagiCon.eu. I feel very strongly about my European identity. That's why I chose EU at the end. I believe in values of European Union. Even though now I have British passport. So that's my website. Obviously, the easiest way to contact me is either send me an email from the website or just find me on Facebook. I'm happy to say that I respond quite immediately. Even if I cannot really spend too much time, I explain that I will get back to the person soon. So that's AmagiCon, exactly like with the website. And these are the handles for both Instagram and Facebook. And I guess Facebook messaging works best, probably, because it's instant. And
we'll be researching you probably under your name, because on Accent on Facebook, I gave your name out, I gave your company name out, and I gave, of course, Instagram and Facebook link to them. People who are on the Facebook they will be easy, have an easier time. But we are listened, we are heard around the world. So yes, the most important is the name of company, website you gave us. So I hope people now know how to get to you.
As you can imagine, my last name, it's not very easy to pronounce or to learn how is it to write it down, to spell it properly. So that's why I find it useless. And because my first name, Konrad, is written in a Polish way, which is with a K, unlike the American way with a C. If I would just say my first name and last name, it would be really hard to find me.
So it's like, I'm the person who wants to find you, and now I know the name of your company again, AMAGI Consulting. So people found the company, heard the radio, listened to our show, and say, okay, I want to talk to this gentleman. They contact you, you call them back, and I will say, I'm thinking about moving to UK. Okay, let's do my way. Let's do the UK. I'm scared to death. I don't know what I need to do, how to find a place to live, how to organize my move, what do you take care of? How you take your hands and say, I will help you with this process.
Okay. So because some of the legal issues are quite important to be handled, obviously, and they can be handled only by professional solicitors, I cannot provide this.
But do you provide
I can direct my clients to these people. And what I'm taking care of is psychological and sociological issues. So first of all, daily life. I had client once who was afraid of going to the doctor because she said that she didn't organize all the papers yet with her insurance. And that was just a minor flu something. And she said, I'm just going to go to the pharmacy. And I said, there is no reason. There is no such thing as a fee in United Kingdom for going to the doctor. You won't be charged at all. So these are the basic things.
So new for Americans, which we understand even on the newspaper right now, we have this story about gentlemen who survived coronavirus.
$5 million
bill, you know, so probably will be taken down, but still nobody has money to pay hundreds of thousands or even 10,000 or whatever dollars. Is it petrifying how much in America we are afraid to get sick?
Thankfully, whole Europe is something which lots of people in the US would call a socialist state because medical bills are either very small or non-existent at all. So in some countries you got to pay a small fee every time you go to the doctor, but that's going to be the equivalent of maybe $10 for a visit. So to discourage people of wasting doctors' time. And here, because I'm an asthmatic, which means it's a continuous health problem, I was actually contacted by NHS, which is National Health Service, telling me that since I pay for my medicine continuously and I'm not going to pay for it, it's not going to be a short-term treatment. It would be easier for me to pay £10 a month, like a lump sum, and I'm going to have all the medication for free, which, you know, is amazing. And they actually contacted me, telling me that it may be more convenient for me. Yeah. So there are these daily problems, issues of daily life, my American clients, especially the ones from California, Oregon, and New York, they want to find local food farmers markets. And where can they buy some, eco-bio food. And, well, that's European Union, well, at least for quite a while. And these are the European regulations, which may not be great because of the amount of bureaucracy, but actually the lowest quality food in the shop would still be cleaner, let's say, and more bio, more eco-friendly than anything in the States. We don't sell chlorinated chicken like in the States. We just don't do it. And of course, there are good and bad sides for everything, but at least these regulations, healthy regulations, every time you go to the restaurant, you have to see their health standards, and you don't need to be afraid. Okay, if you want to go to the place which got 1 out of 5, you do it on your own and you're free to do it, but no one's going to pretend that something's better because of the amount of bureaucracy. So this is the daily stuff about going to the doctor, doing shopping, going to the bank, using cards and things like this, using Oyster cards, which is Oyster card for everyone who's not familiar, I guess, in LA, is some form of electronic card for which is used for payment for every transport means of transportation here in London.
So easy. This is a genius system. Right now, people move on the buses for free. For last 3 months,
yes,
because of coronavirus, nobody needed to have this card because it was just safer to allow people use buses without touching or protecting driver. This is like, it's beautiful. This system works for millions and I think is made to support human being in time, yes, of lifetime, which people who are coming from outside, they will find this amazing, I think amazing. And yeah, right now we have problem with tubes. We are a little afraid to go there, which I didn't do it yet. Did you try to go there?
Wojtek actually had to do it last week. He had to go to the office for a few hours, first time since the beginning of March. So that was a little bit stressful for me mostly.
Yes.
But yeah, what you say about the Oyster cards, about the system, this is another advantage. No one wants to take your money in Europe. And people in other cultures are not really familiar with this idea because they prepared for being robbed on a daily basis by every single government institution or another companies and so on. For example, why you use Oyster cards instead of cash? Because it's cheaper. And then when you get to some point during the day, which is, I believe, around £7 for our zone, because London is divided into zones, it means that if you still use the same card as you did before, you're going to ride for free. And no one is going to take your money. Of course, if you would pay cash, no one would know that you already spent £7 or £8 during the same day. Here, it's not only the daily cap, but then you got the weekly caps as well, which means that you won't pay, even if you have to travel a lot, you won't pay more than a certain amount of money, which is more or less 2.5, maybe 3 rides on the underground.
It's amazing. It's a protection. It's a really make you, yes, feel welcome, make you feel you are not punished because you want to see scenery, even if you are visiting for a short time, because you, when you enter as a tourist, you have a right to purchase a sponsored car too. Yes. And you just use this beautiful country, beautiful town, and see whatever you want to see. So, but yeah, I needed to learn. If I would be by myself, it would be much, much slower. Of course, young people who are used to travel, they are more open-minded and they ask questions, which what is the coolest things. In England, you have people to give you an answer. They are standing everywhere. They have special clothes, and you know, you go to them.
And answer. Very important thing, that's about the police. Police in the United Kingdom does not carry guns, apart from special units, which are only like anti-riot units and stuff like this. Hmm. Regular so-called bobby, which is a common name for the English police person. They got really cute caps, hats, kind of helmet-like. It's more like a fashion cap, especially for ladies. And they are very friendly. And that's one of the cultural clashes we have with other people from other cultures. Like me in Poland. You're not supposed to question police person. You're not supposed to bother police person, because police person is
above
your boss, basically, above you.
Yeah.
And that means that their time is too precious, let's say, for you to be bothered. And because British police force, they look really cute, no matter if they are men or women. Every single person who's my guest, they want to have a picture at some point with them. And obviously, you're not supposed to go and ask a police person for a picture in Poland, because they would get angry at you. And no matter how great law-abiding person you are, they will always find something to punish you for. And in the UK, all of my guests were shocked when I just approached police and in a nice tone of voice said that, oh, hi, my friend looks that you, my friend thinks that you're really beautiful policewoman. Can he have a picture with you? And everyone is like, they are shocked. They cover their faces. I mean, I'm talking about my friends. And they are really stressed about the whole situation. And then they see the smile on a police person's face. Yeah, why not? Go ahead, come, let's have a picture. Police is quite visible in the UK. And seriously, even if you want to find the nearest toilet, they would be there for you. The police is here for you to help and to serve, not really to punish you for anything. I'm talking about the regular police you can see. And because you know the area, you're probably familiar with the police on horses.
Yes, sometimes I see them. It's a magical.
That's something amazing. And when you see this power, but also this friendliness, it's just amazing. So what I do is basically helping people with their everyday issues, things like this, but also communication issues, because even though English is widely spoken all over the world, and I was really surprised when I went to obviously I've been to the States, so I know the American English, but I went to South Korea and I've learned that the English they learn at schools is the American English. And then I realized, oh, wow, so that's just strange for me, because England is where the language was originated.
Yes.
And and then you realize that you're not necessarily in a country which speaks the most popular language in the world, because the most popular language in the world would be the American version of English, not British English. So English speak in a different matter, not only with a different words, but it's a different matter. And I had this client once who was 29, 30, and she became a CFO, chief financial officer in London office. And she told me that also, well, first of all, if you're 29 or 30 and you become CFO, you're really good. Unless your family owns the company, but that was not the case. Then if you're a woman on top of it, it's even worse. It means you need to be very competitive, very business oriented. It needs to be focused on goals and numbers. And she was amazing. She was from Atlanta. And she asked me, Konrad, why I couldn't make any friends? And yeah, for me, it was obvious. I mean, it was great to talk to her because she was very straightforward. There was no need to decode anything she was saying to me because she was, when she wanted something, she just said it. And the British people never use this kind of language. So in British English, there is something which is called understatement, and that's the official way of saying things. So understatement means that whenever you want something, you kind of beat around the bush. You kind of cover it with pleasantries, especially if you want to say something a little bit more invasive. And because her English employees, her English subordinates, they kind of decoded what she was saying in the understatement way. So when she said something very straightforward, yeah, for them, it was still kind of a cover. So what they imagined for themselves was that what she wanted from them was even worse than she said. That's why she wasn't really she wasn't really considered to be a friend, because, you know, it was great for me.
And
yes, exactly.
Something that she hides, because if already she's so strong and aggressive, what do you really want? So, wow, I would never see. People need to know again, because we have 10 more minutes, so we can talk. But today we are talking to Konrad Dubdowiak, and he is his company's name is Emeji Consulting, and you are seasoned consultant, trainer, facilitator, culture advisor in the field of personal, I'm reading this, and organizational development, cross-culture communication, diversity, equality management, with more than 15 years of overall experience in business, academia, and strongly committed to own personal development, which we hear with your education and language skills and travels and clients. You could be a person who so many companies will look for and search for. And then I'm hoping that some good companies are listening to our show and we can make some great connections, because I don't know how many people like you are really running around with education that you have and understanding and love for the subject and also optimism, because you always, what I love about some people, and I think I am the same way, you are focusing on the positive. So
always,
it's like just whatever is so stressful and so petrifying, you just focus on what need to be done, how need to be easier, how need to be more pleasant. And even introduction to London or to UK, I think a lot of people right now are packing their luggages and they want to move here like right away, because it's just beautiful country, beautiful.
It's an amazing place.
That's... It's an amazing place to live. And in Europe, we have so many countries that you cannot, I cannot wait really to talk to you more about it. You really have 2-3 hours, 1 hour, or whatever, and you are in another country. You are meeting people, you are meeting people like you and I, hopefully, that is very easy to make a relationship with. So you are breaking this culture barriers. You also will be talking about the diversity. There will be maybe another show. You know, you have so much different things that you can train us or maybe open our hearts and eyes to the topics. So I really hope people really are listening and they find that traveling, changing place, knowing people, meeting people, learning a culture, not being afraid of certain things, what in the first things is different than in our town or country, really makes us one in the world. And the world is here to love us, not hate us. So things that happening right now, which this is another show, I don't even know how to enter this topic, what's going on with Black Lives Matter or just any race or any preference, sexual preferences, any worries that we have in this world or any things that we are not educated well enough, which makes us being afraid of, need to be broken, need to be educated, and educating in a way how you do by positive spin on almost everything. I think that's what makes life beautiful. So Konrad, oh my gosh, we are so lucky. And I know I'm talking, but I just want people to know what you are doing because it's hard to say, wait, I have... Okay, so you can talk on so many different programs. You can teach people. Yes, you can be hired by companies doing doing what? Culture.
For example, let's say American company buys a division here in the UK. So when I mentioned about this CFO woman from Atlanta. She needed some, she needed some personal training for her to learn how is it to live in the UK. But the other training is how is it to work in the UK with the British people. So she was professional. She was amazing in what she was doing. And she was great in the States. That would be a huge shame for the company if the transfer to the UK would be a failure because people wouldn't like to work with her or they wouldn't get on the same page. So I basically try to explain her how is it to work with British subordinates, how is it to respond to their British managers, and how is it to make the whole merge acquisition process to be successful. Because then she can, after living here for quite a while, she can say that she established a proper business and she didn't waste any money, any time to just... you know, go around in circles doing the same things again and again because they were working in the States, but suddenly they are not really great here in the UK. So I help businesses to thrive in a different culture by telling people how is it to work together and to benefit that one member of a team is from India, the other member is from the UK, the third member is from Italy, the boss is from the States, and someone else is from Germany or South America. Because all of us coming from different backgrounds, we know different solutions to the same problems. And in some cases for businesses, going off the beaten track is actually useful because it can be cheaper, it can be less time consuming, it can be more productive, more effective. But if we are the group of people coming from the same school, from the same culture, from the same country, we only know what we were taught 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago. We don't know and we don't realize that across the border, teachers use different methods, different techniques, and you know, there is no reason why we wouldn't benefit That's why we say that if we live in a global world, we don't need to act like we never left our own village.
So smart. So smart what you are saying right now. This is a really great line. Really great line. So we need to inhale. We need to swallow. We need
yes.
to open our eyes and hearts on really what people from outside can give it to us and make our just life richer, much more richer. But we need you to tell us that, because like you said, you are working with people from so many different countries and you see only from your perspective. So how can we manage to see everybody's perspective and create the one that works in the right direction for your company or for your for your personal development, as you really want to be part of the group? You don't want to say, hey, I'm from here, I'm from here. So you don't understand what I'm saying about, wow, that's amazing. And I always am hoping, you know, we'll be talking more about this. We'll pick the topics and we'll be going deeper and deeper and deeper, because there's so much to improve in life. And you are the
true. Absolutely true. You know, the British culture only benefited from Polish plumbers coming here. They realized they can use mixer taps, you know.
Wow.
Are you familiar with these separate taps in bathrooms?
What?
You rent a modern place.
That's very. I cannot believe it, because I thought that leaving America from modern place, I will here have a nice old fashioned retro, because I didn't expect to just, like I said, be in a place like I am here that is so modern and so well put together, almost. It came with a book like that, how to use certain things. So I was like, oh my gosh. And everything is energy sufficient. Everything has got really, really beautiful ways of describing why they want to make this building so perfect and so special. And I'm sure it's many buildings like that in UK. So you are right, but thank you for whatever you are saying. I think you have a good place too. I don't believe you're looking for bigger one. Yes, we always want bigger. We always want bigger. So you think a little bit like American way. Bigger is better.
Yeah.
So what is the next? We know a lot about you right now, but we don't know about the person, the personal life. So can you tell us a little bit about you, about your
hobbies,
how you spend time, and and why you are so happy?
Why am I so happy? Because I know that wasting time on things which does not really depend on us is exactly what I just said. It's wasting time. If we cannot, we have to learn how to accept things which we cannot influence anyway. And I know how is it being depressed, because I was a trailing spouse myself. Trailing spouse is what we say about people who are following their partners moving to another country. Okay. So that's something I focus on, helping on the mental issue on the individual level.
Wow.
Because I followed my boyfriend myself. We were living in Poland, which the place was beautiful. We were living in Kraków, which is the second biggest city in Poland. But both literally and figuratively, this is the most suffocating place in Poland. Literally, because it's the third most polluted city in the whole Europe, unfortunately. And then my asthma was really in a bad place. Figuratively, because it's the most conservative city in Poland, even though it's the second biggest, it's the most conservative. It's the city of late Pope John Paul II, and that says a lot.
Yeah.
So, being a gay person, there was something we would need to struggle every day. We've been together at the time 6 years, and we decided it's time for us to move. Because my partner was in IT, he found his job immediately. So we actually came here for his job. I was following him. So I was a trailing spouse. And as many trailing spouses do, I expected at the beginning, I'm going to have lots of time to learn,
to
explore, to enjoy life, because I was quite okay back in Poland, and I started from scratch in the UK. And then I got depressed because I got culture shock, and it ended up being depressed for a few years. And now I know how to overcome it, and how to help people who struggle with being a plus one.
Yeah.
And no matter how enthusiastic you are about the relocation to another place, it is going to hit you. And the longer you wait until it hits you, the harder it gets. And so we live in the same neighborhood for the last 8 years. We just moved to a different house 3 years ago. Few years ago, we found this nice house here, and we decided that living on the side of the heath, it's something amazing. That's why we look for the place to live in the same neighborhood. We got married 6 years ago. Actually, we just had our sixth anniversary a few days ago. So that's kind of nice. Life's nice. Life's at the beginning, when you start to get this love-hate relationship with moving to a different place. The moment you realize that, okay, you don't have that or this or something else, but you have each other, or you have another possibilities, you have new ways for your life. And, you know, the sooner you would realize it, it would be just amazing. And London, being one of the capitals of the world, gives you possibility to have this tastes of every single place in the world as well. So thanks to living in London, we got nice friends, and we already went for a wedding in Italy, for a wedding in Israel, for a wedding in South Korea, and we could explore the cultures, we could travel. Everything is, I mean, lots of people from the States don't realize that, you know, you can just jump on the train and in 2 hours you would be in Paris, and you can come back the same night. So that's what we did with Brussels. So that's just amazing. And, you know, when life gives you lemons.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, my motto in life is something from nothing. I always create something, even when I have so little. Somehow I manage to create my own world that I'm happy in. So I think doesn't matter. Sometimes your world could be tiny. Sometimes beginnings, like you say, they are not easy. Sometimes we make decision in life not because of what is important to us, but what is important for person that we love. So we turn everything around, and you are the person who can help a lot of people to figure out how to not get depressed, how to find yourself faster in a place that is so new. And yeah, you leave something behind, and now you need to rediscover yourself. This doesn't need to be a really bad situation. This could be
if you have a guide, it's nice to have a person like me, to have a guide who can actually help you to lead, help you and show you the lead, show you how is it to relax, to enjoy, to be more mindful of the new place. Because even though I was not the happiest person for quite a while because of the depression and the relocation, I never regret it, because it made us happy at the end.
Yeah.
And we just need to realize it, that, you know, if you make someone, another person happy, it's not it doesn't mean that you're going to be miserable. No, it's you who are happy because of the happiness of other people around you. And you just have to cherish it and enjoy living in a new place. And what I say, one of the tips for people who move and are not the happiest at this particular moment of their lives, I always say, go for a failure and go for the epic one. Because if it's going to be something small, you're going to be annoyed. And in some cases, the failure needs to be so bad
that you need
that you just have to laugh at it because there is nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And go for trying something to eat which you would never think of before. No matter how disgusting that would be, you're going to laugh. You're going to have a story to tell. You're going to have, you know, because when we tell stories to other people, to our friends back in our home countries, back to the family members, we kind of put ourselves aside and then we can see how funny things are, even though
our life is enriched.
Exactly.
All of this trouble, tribulations, all of this good highs and lows. So the most important is, again, to have somebody to have our hand to, when we have big decision to make, that you are the resource for us right now, for people who maybe want to move to Europe or just to America or to Poland or to wherever we decide to go. Also, person who understand the mentality and psychology about the move. Move is really scary and could be very depressing. Then, and have the attitude, and you live through it. So you will for sure tell us more. So today, I think we are done with our show. And that was a very, very pleasant, a long, beautiful conversation, which took us to many different directions, which that's what I love about our show. We put accent on so many nice parts of the movement of people from another country to this country. And Konrad Wdowiak helped us to overcome our stress, hopefully. And again, your company name is?
Amagi, M-A-M-A-A-G-I Consulting.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much for having me. It was really nice talking to you. And I hope that everyone in California, in LA, or whoever will listen to that would benefit, even if for their own small things in their own lives.
Yes. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you maybe next month even. Let's see. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.